Let's start in Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter number 3. Thought this morning is taking care of yourself while taking care of others. Taking care of yourself while taking care of others. You say, that sounds kind of strange. I think you'll get it. I think you'll get it here in a second. So one of the things that, and I know it's Mother's Day, I know messages are not just for mothers, messages are for everyone, but it is a day that we honor moms and mothers. And one thing that I've seen over the years that I've been impressed with about people that maybe as I've gotten older, I've seen it more, being inside the ministry, seen it more, I've seen sometimes people take care of others, and I've seen them take care of others to the point where they make themselves physically unable to do the things that they normally would do. And, you know, I've watched mates, men and women, both take care of a sick husband or a sick wife, not wanting them to go to a nursing home, giving themselves tirelessly over and over to themselves. I've seen moms and dads both, specifically moms even, giving of themselves hours upon hours that instead of doing things they may enjoy. And even I've seen it from people inside ministry and all those other things. And one thing I tell somebody that is seems like they're pushing themselves quite a bit, I try to tell them to physically, you know, take care of yourself, because if you're not strong, you're not going to be there to help take care of them. I use my mom as an example. She takes care of my younger brother, who's, most of you know, is mentally handicapped and has got the mind of a 1 or 2 year old, but is a 37 year old young man. He's 10 years younger than me, so I always got to do the math. And it's a full-time job, and sometimes I don't know how she does it. And when my dad had gone through some of the strokes and things like that and needing different help with my brother, you know, some of the encouraging words I would tell her would be, Mom, if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be around to help dad or brother. And it's a hard thing to say and hard thing to hear, but the reality is, there are certain things you got to do physically. You need to eat, you need to sleep, and you need to do certain things so that way you can try to be a blessing and help. And I see sometimes people push themselves so much and mentally, emotionally strained that they forget to take care of themselves physically. But there's something that's even more important than the physical. There's a spiritual side too. And it's not just for those who are giving themselves out completely and giving themselves out totally. And like I said, I've watched and been around people since I've been in the ministry. It's a little bit more open. I'm sure there's people back home that did those things. I mean, I saw it in my mom's mind, in my mom's life. Most people at my mom and dad's age and with their health issues probably would have had somebody else help with Junior, and they would just go, you know, my brother. But they want to keep him as long as they physically can. And maybe even past that, it seems like in my mind some, and I'm thankful for that and I appreciate that. But once again, if you don't take care of yourselves, you're not going to be there to help someone else. And I think we get that physically. We get that, yeah, if I don't get the sleep I need, I'm not going to be good for anybody. If I don't get the food I need, I'm gonna shrivel up and die. That's not going to happen for some of us, at least for a long time. And this is one of those things I'm probably not the best at when we're talking about taking care of ourselves physically. I probably need to do a better job with exercise and choosing a diet that's better and something the Lord works on my heart about. But when it comes to spiritual things, if we really truly want to help take care of other people, you're going to have to take care of yourself spiritually. If you don't get the nourishment that you need, you're never going to be the mom, the dad, the husband, the wife, whatever role you have in your life, just as a church member, as a son or a daughter, if you got to take care of yourself while you're trying to take care of others. And we live in a day and time that seems like it's super busy. Everybody's got something going on. Everything seems like it's so jam-packed that there's time and we make time for everything and everyone, but the thing that is most important, which is the Lord. This thing that you call a cell phone. I remember when I first got it, I thought it was going to be the greatest blessing in the world. Hey, I got a text message. I thought it was going to be the greatest blessing in the world. But, you know, at times, I wish I could throw it away just because there's it comes with different things that are there and different people and different other things. Not that I could throw the people away, but just how many people hate those robocalls? You know, those, you're picking up the phone and, you know, some of you guys can just ignore it if it says an unknown number. As a pastor, I try to do my best to answer the phone all the time just because I don't know who's on the other line in case somebody needs something. I agree they can just leave a message, but because of the role I have, I try to listen to it. And once again, sometimes it's busy and doing other things, so I can't do that. But, you know, this has made our life, that's supposed to make it more convenient, it's made our life busier. We feel like we can accomplish more because we have this, or because we have a tablet, because we have a computer, and we don't take the time to do those things that are so important today. So I like to spend just a little bit of time with those thoughts, and maybe some people can come to your minds that, you know, people that have, you know, put themselves, and which I think is the right thing to do. Now, I can't always, like, a mate can't always take care of their husband or wife as they're dying. Sometimes they have to go somewhere else because they physically just can't do that. And the things and responsibilities, so I'm not picking on anybody. Those are hard and tough decisions. There's no judging coming from here. But I've just seen people have pushed themselves sometimes to the exhaustion to help take care of someone. And we're thankful for that. It's a testimony to us. It's a light that reminds us what God is able to do. But I see ourselves so much trying to take care of other people, people that are busy. Now, are there people out there that are lazy? Oh, yes. Are there people out there who don't work just because they want to get more money from the government? Yes. I don't think that's a lot of people that are here today. And I don't think that's a lot of people that's part of our church family. But at the same time, when I see people that stay so busy trying to help others, trying to do a lot to be a blessing and encouragement to others. I know I'm talking to some retired people and maybe don't have as many responsibilities as they used to, but I've heard more than once a retired person tell me, man, I'm busier now today than I was when I worked because everybody thinks I have all this free time and I got this to do and this to do and this to do. And we fill our days trying to help people, but we're never going to help people until we take care of ourselves. And once again, I know there's a physical angle to that. And I think about that physical angle when Jesus was there and Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman. You remember that story in John chapter 4? Disciples go to do what? What disciples go to do? They went to go get some food, right? And they came back. They see Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman's leaving at that point in time, probably passing together. And they come and they ask Jesus and they tell him to, hey, eat something. You hadn't eaten all day. And Jesus said something, I don't remember the exact words, we could look it up. He says, his meat is something that they don't know. It's talking about, to make sure I get it right, it's John chapter 4, it's probably verses 34 and 35. I don't like misquoting things. John 34 says, 4:34, if I get the right. And Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. So my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. He was saying, hey, it's not time for me to eat right now. There is something else that's more important for me to focus on. So I'm not saying that. I'm saying spiritual is more important than physical. I am saying that physically you got to take care of yourself because if you don't take care of yourself physically, you're not going to be there. And so, like I said, I said that to my mom. It was hard to say and say, hey, you know, if you can't take care of yourself physically and you're not here, then what's going to happen after that? And I've said that to a few people that I've known who's pushed themselves to a point. And you know what? It applies just as much, if not more important to us spiritually. I go around, I went to watch a VBA soccer game yesterday. They had 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-olds out there playing soccer. And I watch people play sports, and I remember playing sports as a kid. I enjoyed it. And there is so much time that's involved in it. I mean, I could tell you my time and how many different things I did. And it was filled with stuff, which there's nothing wrong with. But it's when we get so busy doing things that we schedule out the most important thing. I cannot be the pastor, the husband, the father, the friend that I need to be unless I take care of myself spiritually. So this morning, in this Sunday school lesson, yes, it's Mother's Day. It's kind of aimed towards moms that are always super, super busy and always would not let their children do without for anything, willing to drive hour to just get the homework or something else, but don't take the time to help themselves spiritually. And it's not just for moms. It's for all of us because of the fact that we live busy lives that somehow we forget the most important thing is to strengthen the inner man. Our heart, the inner man. Spiritual strength is more important than physical strength. You say, why is that? The Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what you do spiritually, what you do inside, that's where it all comes from. We can put on a facade or we can do things because we're supposed to be mom, we're supposed to be dad, we're supposed to be friend. But if we really truly want to look at who we really are inwardly, what do we think about? For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I don't like some of the things I think about. I don't like some of the things I come up with. And you know what that means I need to do? I need to change the way I think. And how do you do that? You take care of the spiritual side. Bible also says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we like to preach and teach that to our young people, you know, keep your heart, make sure it's pure, make sure it's pure. But what about ourselves? Are we making sure our inner man is strong? Are we making sure our inner man is right? Are we making sure that we give strength to that? You know, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, when Samuel was looking at David's brother and thinking that he must be the one, God said, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, the Bible says, who, in speaking to the ladies, whose adorning, let it not be with outward adorning of plaiting the hair or wearing of gold or the putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. Wow, I know you're thinking, Pastor, you're reading that verse on Mother's Day? That's kind of rough. Well, here's the thing is, how many of us take how much time to get ready in the morning? And I'm thankful. You would not want to see me in the morning time when I first wake up. I had to it don't look very good, but it takes a little while to make myself look as good as it does. But if I spend time to try to make myself look presentable, and I don't at least take that much time to spend alone with God and make myself be presentable when it comes to spiritual matters, we're missing something. And that's what that verse is saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with combing your hair. I don't think there's anything wrong with making yourself look. I think there is something wrong with being showy. I think there is something wrong with being immodest. I think there is something wrong with some of those other things that go along with that. But what he's saying is the most important thing is let it be the hidden man of the heart. If you're going to be attractive to somebody, don't make it the outside things. Make it the inside things. Ladies, if you're going to try to make yourself, and once again, appear to look nice, he says, let it be. If you're going to adorn yourself with something, don't worry about it being the hair or the gold or the apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. That is more important to take care of. And it's not just for women. It's also for us men, too. If we're going to really, truly adorn ourselves, if we're going to adorn the doctrines of God, if we're going to make someone understand the doctrines of God, if we're going to impress them with what the Bible says, if we're going to have to impress them with the change he's made in me. We got to stop being ugly and say, well, this is what the Bible says, and then just start, and then we live in a way that does not make God look attractive at all because we're so fleshly. Here in Ephesians chapter number 3, you get these thoughts. We're going to go ahead and read we'll start in verse 16. Look at these words that, actually, let's go ahead and start up in verse number 11. according to the eternal purpose, which is purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have the boldness and access of confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He's saying this is the reasons why I'm praying. And look, I think there's five that's. Look what it says. I'm praying that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man. First thing he says, I'm praying, this is what I'm praying for, is that you will be strengthened, not with your physical body, not with the things of this world, not with your bank accounts. He says, I'm praying that you'll be strengthened in the inner man. He's saying that's the most important thing. He says, that's what I'm taking. I'm praying. He says, I'm praying for those that are sick. And he said, and he, it breaks their heart. I'm praying for those that are in prison. Yes. But he's saying to this group of people, the first thing I pray for, maybe that should be on our prayer list a little bit more, that God would strengthen our inner man's, that God would strengthen us inwardly. Yes, we should pray for those that are sick and those that are hurting and those that are going through things, but that God would make me the man or the woman he wants me to be and strengthen the inside. Let's keep on going. It says, verse 17, so you see the first of that, that there would be strength, and that's the inner man. Verse number 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. What do you mean? That's what happens. By the hearing of the word of God is what's going to increase your faith. When you are strengthening the inner man, Christ is going to dwell in your hearts by faith. He said, well, he dwells there already. It's by faith. You're going to know it and you're going to believe it. And there's going to be another step here. He says, so you're strengthening the inner man. You're by faith believing that Christ is. And as you're believing that Christ is dwelling in you, that there's another that ye be rooted and grounded in love. There's a process here. If you want to be what God wants you to be, here it goes. Number one, I'm going to strengthen the inner man. Then I'm going to live by faith. Then not only am I going to be living by faith, I'm not going to be just living in love. I am going to be rooted and grounded in love. You say, well, how can I do that? It's by being strengthened by the inner man. We strengthen ourselves too much, and there isn't much love sometimes. There's a lot of love for a lot of things that we don't like. But Paul is praying and he's saying that you would strengthen the inner man, that the Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love, and continues, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of God which passeth the knowledge. If we truly understood the love of God he has for us, it would change us completely. We're never going to know that until we're willing to strengthen the inner man and to live by faith and to be rooted and grounded in love. Then we will be able to understand and even begin to comprehend what the love of Christ is. To comprehend the love of Christ is one of the wonders that we see here. It continues on, being rooted, grounded in love. And I know the word that is not found in verse number 18, but I think that's the transition there, that there's another that we can comprehend also. Then it continues on, which that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, that we might be like him, the fullness of God. If we arrive to this accomplishment, we're going to think differently. We're going to act differently. We're going to be considered a spiritual fanatic. Consider a spiritual nut. We're going to be considered that, you know, we don't make any sense of this world because we're not supposed to. Yes. We're supposed to be different. Yes. We're supposed to be a peculiar people. And it doesn't mean that we have to be peculiar on purpose. It means that I'm rooted and grounded in love and I understand and comprehend that God loves me. And because he loves me, I'm going to live my life like this. And the fullness of God, the filling of the Holy Spirit of God, God is going to be all over me. We got to learn to take care of ourselves before we can ever take care of somebody else. Are you truly, if you're filled with the Spirit of God, are you going to be a better mother? The answer is yes. You'd be a better father? The answer is yes. You're going to be a better husband, better wife, better child, better grandparent, better aunt, uncle, whatever it is, if you understand and comprehend the love of Christ and the fullness of God, and this one says that you might be filled with the fullness of God, and then you have that verse that we all love to say, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. We love that verse. God can do it. Not only can God do it, God can do more than I ever thought, more than I ever asked for. We love that verse, but where does it come from? It comes when I strengthen myself first. It's when I learn how to take care of myself first spiritually so I can help take care of others spiritually. I fail as a pastor if I don't take care of myself spiritually first before I try to preach. It's gone. It's something that's a conviction that needs to make sure that I take care of myself first spiritually, because there's no way I can care for others if I'm doing it in my own flesh. The flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another. That's why he tells us to walk in the spirit and not walk in the flesh. I want to encourage you this morning. I have been so amazed by some people who have given themselves so much and so long for certain jobs. It's inspirational. It's inspirational to see what sometimes the things that people have accomplished and done in their lives. I have been inspired by the way that sometimes someone takes care of, and I see a child who may be sick or dealing with cancer or dealing with and the mom and dad will exhaust themselves. And same thing, you would tell them, make sure you're getting the food you need and the rest you need. You want to be there to try to help take care of them. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be there. We get that. We understand that. We see that. We're inspired by that. But the spiritual side is not less important. It's more important. Strengthening the inner man. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Actually, let's go ahead and take our Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 is something we looked at for a few minutes last week, talking about how we were perplexed, how everything on every side. But it talks about the inner man also. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Go to verse number 8. It says, "For we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Now skip down to verse number 16. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." What are you getting, Pastor? I'm telling you that your body is going to fail someday. It's going to start hurting more. People that I used to watch walk faster, they walk a lot slower. People who used to carry things, they don't carry things like they used to. People who used to do certain things, and they physically, their body is outwardly, it's perishing day by day by day. And once again, you can take care of that, and you should take care of that. But he's saying the important thing is that you can inwardly, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And you think about it. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." So if you're going to take care of somebody, you need to take care of yourself so you can help take care of others. And spiritually, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So here's the thing is, if we're going to take care of those things, if we're going to help somebody, that child that we're dealing with that may be unsaved and don't know how to get them saved, that child that's being rebellious and don't know how to get them right, or that family that we so much would love to see them sold out for God. Once again, those are decisions they're going to make, and those are decisions that God is going to have to work on their heart. But where are they going to see that? How can we help them spiritually? We got to take care of ourselves first. We got to be renewed day by day. If you go to chapter 3, the same book, verse number 18, it says, "But we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." We can be changed into the image of the glory of the Lord moment by moment, time by time. And it says day by day in verse number 16 that it's renewed. We think about renewed. Remember that verse from Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only way it's going to happen is not mental exercises to get our brain going so that way we can be good at math or science or the things of this world. It's the renewing of our mind that we may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. That's the point, is I'm renewing the inward man. I am strengthening the inward man, like Ephesians chapter number 3 said, just like 1 Peter chapter 3 said, that let it be the hidden man of the heart. That is what the world sees. Don't let them be impressed with the outward. Let it be impressed with the inward. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean that you need to walk around with a potato sack on, and sometimes they might appreciate what you wear, and they might appreciate the way you look. And remember, the bodily exercise profiteth a little. But let people be impressed the fact that Jesus lives in you and that he shows himself through you, and that they're not going to glorify your works here in this world. They're going to glorify your Father which is in heaven, because they know that you could not do and say the things you do in your own strength and your own ability. It's when I strengthen the inward man. It's when I take time to read my Bible. It's when I take time to pray. It's when I become steadfast or disciplined on the things that make a difference, a spiritual difference. So you may say, well, Pastor, I don't get it. I don't see growth in my life. I'm trying to help others. And I'm trying to talk to others. And I'm trying to make a difference with my family. And I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. The question is, when's the last time you fed your spiritual man? When's the last time you stopped feeding yourself on the things of this world and eating of those things that are on the internet or in our hobbies, and feasting on those things, but dying with those things? It's the same thing with our physical bodies. If we stop eating, our body's going to start shutting down after a little while. If we stop drinking, it's going to start shutting down. If we stop sleeping, our body's going to start doing things not be as effective. For a little while, it might not show up. For a little while, things may seem normal. For a little while, it may even look like things are going better. Hey, you stop eating, you might lose a little weight. Some people might say, hey, what are you doing there? It looks good. Another month or two down the road, you might not even be here because you haven't taken care of yourself. Consider these things this morning. Caring for others while you care for yourself. The only way you're going to be able truly to care for someone else is if you take care of yourself first and you strengthen yourself and you adorn yourself. The thought there is, how long does it take me to get ready in the morning? I know some people don't have to comb their hair. Right, Brother Frank? That's right. Just a second there, you're done. Brother McBride used to say, best haircut out there, right? Because it doesn't take long. But you think about it, if it takes a certain amount of time to get ready, isn't it more important to make sure that we looked right spiritually? We can take time to get ready because it's so important that our hair looks right. So important that we're clean and our clothes match. And I think you should do those things. You make time for that. But make sure you make time for this too. It's really going to make a difference. If you're going to really be able to care for people the way that God wants you to care for them, you have to take care of yourself first. Like I said, I've been inspired by a number of people that I've seen in the last 17, 18 years, how they take care of a loved one that's sick. And sometimes they put themselves out with the lack of sleep. They put themselves out for the lack of food. Sometimes they try to do everything on their own. But they can't take care of someone to the point that they could, or as good as they could, if they don't take care of themselves physically. So much truth is found in that spiritually. If you don't take care of yourself spiritually, feed the inward man. Continue to strengthen the inward man. Strengthen it. The more you feed something, the more stronger it's going to become. Remember, you got a flesh and you got a spirit. And if you're feeding that flesh and not feeding the spirit and not feeding the spirit, you're not going to be walking in the spirit. You're going to be walking in the flesh. The flesh is going to be stronger. The flesh is going to be stronger. But when you begin to feed the spirit and say no to the flesh and feed the spirit and say no to the flesh and feed the spirit, you know what's going to happen? You're going to walk in the spirit. It's going to be easier to say no. It's going to, because you're taking care of the spiritual side more than you're taking care of the fleshly side. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for these thoughts, this message, this lesson. Lord, it speaks to my heart in a powerful way. As a pastor, if I do not take care of myself spiritually first and foremost, I cannot care for this group of people that you've given us here at Faith Baptist Church like I should. Lord, I'm sorrowful for those days that I don't. Thankful for those days that you strengthen me. And Lord, I pray that I do better. And Lord, that I allow you to strengthen me day by day, moment by moment, so I can do your work and care for these people like you've called us to do. Lord, it's not just for me as a pastor, though. That applies to all of us and the roles that you've given us, whether as mother or as father, husband or wife, son or daughter, whether it's church member or American, teacher, whatever it is that you've given us as a role of influence, help us to make sure that we let you strengthen us day by day, moment by moment, adorning ourselves with the inner man more than caring about the adorning of our outward appearance, so that way Christ may get the glory in our lives. Help us, Lord, to learn to care for ourselves before we care for others spiritually. In Jesus' name, amen. So look at that.